Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting article from The Economist about, believe it or not, the economic benefits of alcohol. Cheers to that.
That's a novel take. I'm intrigued. So, why should economists like booze according to this article?
Well, the article makes three main points. First, it argues that teetotalers are, economically speaking, free riders. They benefit from the social and economic structures supported by alcohol consumption, but don't contribute. Think about restaurants, for instance. Alcohol sales often subsidize food service, meaning non-drinkers benefit from lower food prices, thanks to those of us who enjoy a cocktail or two.
I see. Interesting. So, without alcohol sales, restaurants might struggle, even close down? The article mentions San Francisco specifically.
Exactly. Their second point revolves around social connection. Alcohol, they argue, has historically facilitated social bonding. It can lower inhibitions, making social interaction easier and more enjoyable. Pub culture, for example, is cited as a way alcohol fosters community engagement. The article suggests a decline in alcohol consumption could be contributing to increased loneliness, especially among younger generations.
That's a thought-provoking connection. But isn't there a counter-argument that excessive alcohol consumption can lead to social problems?
There definitely can be, negative consequences associated with excessive drinking. That's undisputed. However, this article focuses on moderate consumption and its potential societal benefits. And finally, their third point is about innovation. They posit that alcohol can actually boost creativity.
Alcohol and innovation? That's a new one on me. Explain that one.
Well, they argue that moderate intoxication can lead to accidents of insight. They cite historical figures like Aeschylus, Coleridge, and Dickens, all known for their, shall we say, fondness for a drink. The idea is that alcohol can help break down rigid thinking, allowing for those aha moments that drive innovation. They even mention a study suggesting intoxicated people solve problems faster.
But surely there's a limit, right? Wouldn't excessive drinking actually hinder cognitive function and therefore stifle creativity?
Of course, too much of a good thing can be detrimental. But the article advocates for moderation, not excess. It even suggests that the current trend towards sobriety might be partly to blame for a perceived slowdown in innovation. It's a bold claim.
So the overall message seems to be that moderate alcohol consumption isn't just enjoyable, but could actually be beneficial for the economy and society as a whole.
Precisely. It's a provocative argument, and certainly not without its critics. I mean, public health concerns surrounding alcohol are very real. But The Economist makes a compelling case for the potential upsides of moderate drinking. They suggest we shouldn't dismiss the role alcohol has played in shaping our social and economic landscape. So as they say, gin from the freezer, good vermouth, and a twist. Until next time, everyone.
Goodbye.